Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Ministry Structure in Christ, Study of Spiritual Gifts. In this session, we'll be looking at actually two texts, Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, Teacher, an Orderly Account. Romans chapter 12 and verse 11 instructs the teacher to be not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. The teacher does not need to be encouraged in diligence. That's his normal bent. He is more diligent in research than all the other spiritual gifts. It's because of this that he needs the balance of spiritual fervency and a continual focus on the Lord. Because the teacher spends so much time in scholarly study, he needs to be in Scripture to keep from getting off track. And that's where meditation comes in. The best example in Scripture of the motivational gift of teaching is Paul's companion, Luke. Look at Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. And then if you go to Acts chapter 1, the same writer, Luke, in verses 1 through 3 of Acts chapter 1, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also represented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, which being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. First of all, teachers always check out information to confirm statements are true. Luke chapter 1, verse 4, which we just read, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. They must be careful, though, not to be prideful of all their knowledge. Second, teachers usually check other teachers, stating their own qualifications. In Luke chapter 1 again, verse 3, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus. However, they must be careful not to depend on intellectual credentials over spiritual perception and wisdom. Third, teachers rely on established sources, using recognized authority to confirm their statements. If you go to Acts chapter 17, verse 11, Luke writes, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. The problem, though, is that teachers need to be careful to maintain subjection to the Holy Spirit and not just rely on human reasoning. Fourth, teachers present systematically, giving facts in order of occurrence. Luke chapter 1 again, verse 3. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus. However, teachers must be careful that diligent research doesn't blind from principles of Scripture. You know the old saying, missing the forest for the trees? Fifth, teachers gather many facts, giving the impression that they enjoy the research more than the teaching. Again, Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. But teachers need to be careful not to show off their information. This becomes the difference between being in the Spirit and in the flesh, being under the leadership of the Holy Spirit or being led by the human spirit. Six, teachers work for thoroughness. Luke provides precise information on events, conversations, physical conditions, names, titles, cities, dates, etc., etc. Yet they must be careful not to become trapped by much information and slip away from the truth of Scripture. It must be understood by faith, or it's a path to error. Seventh, teachers seek objective truth, viewing personal experience as a dangerous foundation. Luke never gave his own opinions, but they must be careful not to put intellect ahead of the Holy Spirit. Because this is where heresy begins. Work to clarify misunderstandings, but not arguing over minor points and rejecting the truth that's presented. Teaching out of balance is another road to heresy. Discussing Jesus Christ's return without purification, communion without self-examination, mercy without justice, grace without law. Teachers, number eight, will be loyal to other teachers to promote the truth. Luke was incredibly loyal to Paul, even staying with him in prison. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, the Apostle Paul says, "Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry." Listen, teachers must be diligent in research, but must also be under the Holy Spirit's guidance in serving the Lord, in its meditation on the truth that balances research. You think about that, and you have a great day.